Unit 9. Tape script 9.1. 1.
I haven't eaten anything since breakfast.
You must be hungry.
2.
Steve has 3 jobs.
He can't have much free time.
3.
The phone's ringing.
It might be Jane.
4.
The cat's soaking wet.
Oh, it must be raining.
5.
Listen to all those fire engines.
There must be a fire somewhere.
6.
I don't know where Sam is.
He could be in his bedroom.
7.
Marta isn't in the kitchen.
She can't be cooking dinner.
8.
Whose coat is this?
It might be John's.
Tape script 9.2. 1.
It's Father's Day next Sunday.
I know. Should we buy Dad a present or just send him a card?
2.
A half of lager and a fizzy mineral water, please.
Ice and lemon with the water?
Yes, please. And do you do bar meals?
Yes, we do.
3.
I don't work normal hours and I like that. I'd hate one of those 9-to-5 office jobs. Also, I meet a lot of really interesting people. Of course, every now and then there's a difficult customer, but usually people are really nice. I took that really famous film star to the airport last week. Now, what was her name? Anyway, she was lovely. Gave me a big tip.
4.
So, how did it go?
I'm not sure. I think it was okay.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, very. But I tried not to show it.
Could you answer all their questions?
Most of them.
And what happens now?
Well, they said they'd phone me in a couple of days and let me know if I got it.
5.
We've never had one before.
Really? We've always had them in our family. We're all crazy about them.
Well, we are now. The kids love her. And she's so good with them. Very good-natured. But it wasn't fair to have one when we lived in a flat.
It's okay if they're small and you live near a park. But I know what you mean. What's her name?
Poppy.
Tape script 9.3. A holiday with friends.
Hi, Carl. It's Andy. How are you? Feeling better? Really? Still on crutches, eh? So you're not back to work yet? Another week? Is that when the plaster comes off? No, I'm fine. We're both fine. Julie sends her love, by the way. Yes, yes, we have. Julie picked them up today. They're good. I didn't realise we'd taken so many of us all. Yes, the sunset. It's a good one. All of us together on Bob and Marcia's balcony, with the mountains and the snow in the background. Brings back memories, doesn't it? Yes, I know. I'm sorry. But at least it happened at the end. It could have been the first day. You only missed the last 2 days. Yeah, and it was noisy too. We didn't have any views of the mountains. Yeah, we've written. We emailed the manager yesterday, but I don't know if we'll get any money back. Yeah, the airline found it and put it on the next flight. Marcia was very relieved. Absolutely. It was a great holiday. Some ups and downs, but we all had fun, didn't we? Shall we go again next year? Great. It's a date. And next time, go around the trees. I'll call again soon, Carl. Take care. Bye.
Tape script 9.4. A holiday with friends.
Hi, Carl. It's Andy. How are you? Feeling better?
Not really. I have to sit down most of the time. It's too tiring walking with these crutches.
Really? Still on crutches, eh? So you're not back to work yet?
No. And I'm bored to death. I don't go back to the hospital for another week.
Another week? Is that when the plaster comes off?
I hope so. I can't wait to have two legs again. Anyway, how are you? Still missing the snow and the mountains?
No, I'm fine. We're both fine. Julie sends her love, by the way.
Thanks. Send her my love, too. I miss you all. By the way, have you got any of your photos back yet?
Yes, we have. Julie picked them up today. They're good. I didn't realise we'd taken so many of us all.
What about that one with the amazing sunset behind the hotel?
Yes, the sunset. It's a good one. All of us together on Bob and Marcia's balcony, with the mountains and the snow in the background. Brings back memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, the memory of me skiing into a tree.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. But at least it happened at the end. It could have been the first day. You only missed the last 2 days.
Okay. Oh, Andy, have you written to the hotel yet to complain about your room? That view you had over the car park was awful.
Yeah, and it was noisy too. We didn't have any views of the mountains. Yeah, we've written. We emailed the manager yesterday, but I don't know if we'll get any money back.
And Marcia's suitcase, did she find it?
Yeah, the airline found it and put it on the next flight. Marcia was very relieved.
I bet she was. All in all, I suppose it was a pretty good 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was a great holiday. Some ups and downs, but we all had fun, didn't we? Shall we go again next year?
I'd like to. All six of us again. Lisa wants to go again too. It was her first time skiing and she loved it. But she says she'll only come if I don't break a leg.
Great. It's a date. And next time, go around the trees. I'll call again soon, Carl. Take care.
You too, Andy. Bye now.
Bye.
Tape script 9.5. 1.
I can't find my homework.
You must have forgotten it.
2.
Mark didn't come to school last week.
He must have been ill.
3.
Why is Isabel late for class?
She might have overslept.
4.
I can't find my notebook.
He must have dropped it.
5.
The teacher's checking Maria's work.
She can't have finished already.
6.
How did Bob get such good marks in that test?
He must have cheated.
Tape script 9.6. Brothers and sisters. Louisa.
I'm the youngest of 7 children. My oldest sister is still alive, aged 93, and there are 16 years between us. There were 4 girls, 2 boys, and then me.
7 children, wow. How did you all get on together when you were children?
Amazingly well. Being the youngest, my 2 brothers and I called our sisters the Others, because they were either married or working by the time we were born. But the 7 of us all got along very well. But it's different now, of course.
Really? How?
Well, when we were small, my older sisters often took care of us. Now, my brothers and I are busy taking care of them.
Tell me about your big sister, Julia. How has your relationship with her changed over the years?
Julia was the sister who used to, on her holidays, used to take me for walks and so on. But then she became a nun and went to Africa for 23 years. We wrote to one another, and I was still her little sister. When she came back, it was shortly after my husband died. We became very close, and our whole relationship changed, and we became great friends.
What do you see as the main advantage and disadvantage of coming from such a large family?
I think the main advantage was that we learned how to enjoy life without having a lot of money. I think our other relatives, my rich cousins in the city, envied us. We had old bikes, old clothes, but we had lots of freedom. In the city, they had to wear nice suits and behave correctly.
Disadvantages?
I think it was very difficult sometimes to have hand-me-down clothes, especially for a little girl like me. And I was sad that we didn't go away on holiday like some other children. But the advantages outweighed the disadvantages enormously. There's no doubt about that.
6 out of the 7 of you are still alive. How closely have you kept in touch over the years?
Very closely. Of course, we still phone each other all the time and see each other whenever we can. And we have a big family reunion every year. My granddaughters just had twins. That means we'll have 4 generations there this year. How marvellous!
Rose.
So, Rose, do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I don't. I'm an only child.
So what was it like growing up as an only child? Were you happy?
When I was little, I liked it. I had lots of cousins, and most of them lived in the same town, so we all played together all the time. And I had a best friend who lived next door to me. She was the same age as me, and so she was a bit like a sister, I suppose. But she moved away, and that was sad. It was hard when I was a teenager.
Why was that?
Well, you know what it's like being a teenager. You're kind of unsure of how to deal with things and how to deal with people, especially parents. It would have been nice to have a brother or sister to talk to.
Some people who come from large families might envy you because you had all of your parents' attention.
Yes, but I think it has its negative side as well as its positive side. I think you don't want all your parents' attention, especially as a teenager. It was hard to find myself and my place in the world, I suppose.
What about now that you're an adult?
Again, I think it's difficult, really. My father died about 10 years ago, so of course I'm the one who's left totally responsible for my mother. I'm the one who has to look after her if she has a problem and help her if she needs help in any way. There's nobody else to help at all.
You're married now with 2 children of your own. Was that a conscious decision to have more than one child?
Yes, definitely. And they seem very happy and they get along very well with one another. Usually.
Tape script 9.7. 1.
I want to travel the world.
So do I.
2.
I don't want to have lots of children.
Neither do I.
3.
I can speak 4 languages.
I can't.
4.
I can't drive.
Neither can I.
5.
I'm not going to get married until I'm 35.
Neither am I.
6.
I went to London last year.
So did I.
7.
I've never been to Australia.
I have.
8.
I don't like politicians.
Neither do I.
9.
I'm bored with Hollywood actors.
So am I.
10.
I love going to parties.
So do I.